Hi, I'm Luke Dennis, the Development Director at WYSO. We are happy we can deliver these programs to you, people who listen on the web, and we rely on you to help us pay for this service. So at our website, wyso.org, click Support This Station and help keep these services coming. And thank you.
This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the first week of late winter. By the end of January, deep winter moves to its close, and late winter is carried into the nation by the lengthening days and the south winds that always follow each cold spell. By the end of the month, normal averages break their stagnation, edging up a full degree almost everywhere above the Tropic of Cancer. Local thermometers not only see the progress within their own microclimate, but across the entire continent. And the full onslaught of change now starts to ride over the land, momentum building inexorably and mightily, pulling the northern hemisphere with the godlike energy of the entire solar system back towards summer. Influenced by massive meteorological changes, cardinals start their mating songs half an hour before dawn. Blue jays intensify their morning calls, and the first major waves of robins and bluebirds cross the Ohio River. Now fresh growth emerges on the Japanese honeysuckle, leaves dark violet venturing out from the axils of their woody vines. Where the ground is not frozen, new mint grows under the protection of a southern hedge or wall. In the pastures, basal leaves of thistles and mullein are deep green beneath the snow. In town, winter-blooming hellebores blossom in the warmest microclimates. In the garden, a few red nubs of peonies appear. In the swamps, young poison hemlock is feathery and spreading, and new ragwort and sweet rocket leaves are pushing up. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the second week of late winter. In the meantime, listen for cardinal songs a little bit before sunrise, one of the sweetest sacraments of late winter.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.